Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds. And on the show today, we're getting musical in Studio 2. And joining me is the broadcaster and DJ, Nick Luscombe, who's brought in some harmonious goodies to get stuck into. Nick, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
As ever, nice to have you back. Let's jump straight into Hegira.
Yeah.
Now, where are we thinking of? Where are we going with Hegira? I'm not going to guess from the name.
No, Joni Mitchell. It's not that.
No.
But apparently inspired by the album from the early 70s, Joni Mitchell's album. But no, they're a London-based four-piece made up of musicians from Ethiopia, Hungary, Germany and Chile. So
that's a good mix, right?
It's a great mix,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So London. I love it. It's great. And it's their first release on their own label. And it's part of an EP which was inspired by their trip to Ethiopia, the singer's trip there. And she kind of rediscovered a lot of kind of roots and heritage and her culture, I suppose. And then came back with field recordings and recordings made on the streets and then put it together to form this, which I think is a really lovely EP.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to hear a cut from it called I Don't Belong to Anyone. Oh, lovely sounding stuff. That's Hegira with I Don't Belong to Anyone from the Lima Limo ceremony. Great name for an EP.
Yeah.
And lots of the Ethiopian kind of jazz heritage bubbling up to the surface on that.
Yeah,
part,
you can really hear it. Obviously, the I guess a lot of that was kind of just recorded there. Those drum sounds that you hear just sounds really lovely in that mix, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's super lovely stuff. And it sounds very much like it's recorded live. It feels like the kind of thing you could wander into a bar late at night and hear it and go, hang on.
Yeah,
there's something avant-garde about it, but something really natural and beautiful too.
Yeah, they're playing next week, Monday, at the Royal Albert Hall in the Elgar Room. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do that live, I think. Quite curious to see how they do it.
And with all that percussion and that kind of rhythm to it. So it's a really lovely thing. Okay, nice. Okay, so that is Nick Luscombe's first choice. They are Hegira. They're from London, but they're from everywhere else besides. And they have an EP out called The Lima Limo Ceremony. Check them out if you're in town next week at the Royal Albert Hall, says Nick, who also says, tune into Halo Orbit. Where are we going with these guys, Nick?
All right, so they're based West Coast, East Coast America and Tokyo. So it's...
love this stuff.
I'm trying to draw it from all over the world, trying to do that.
Yeah.
Juan from, who was used to be in the Mars Volta.
Another fan of a tricky time signature then.
Yeah, exactly. And then the bassist, I think it is, who was in... No, the drummer, actually, who was on Bowie's Black Star album. So, a couple of musicians who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then Sugar, who is in a band called Buffalo Daughter from Japan, who were kind of one of those bands, I suppose, around in the 90s and early 2000s, who kind of crossed over quite a lot and got a lot of fans. People, like Money Mark were involved with them, and he's actually on this track, which is great. So new band, Money Mark.
There's a lot of great credentials then. So everyone can play like mad on this record.
Yeah, exactly.
Money Mark, so he was keys for the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
And he can hold a tune.
He can.
Let us say that. Okay, so kick us off. Where are we going with Halo Orbit?
Well, this is just a great track from the new album. It's not until February. It's been released in Japan on Beat Inc. And this is called Brothers and Sisters.
Okay, that's called Brothers and Sisters. It's new from Halo Orbit. That's it's got quality written all over it, isn't it? I mean, that's wonderful stuff. You need the right system to listen to that on, right? You need a good pair of earphones. You need the kind of right kit because there's a lot going on in that.
There's a lot of detail.
Tinniness must out. Right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah, beautifully produced. And Sugar's always involved in really interesting projects, so I'm really happy to have got that this week.
And it has a bit of a whiff of I guess, all the projects that these people have been involved in the past. There's a bit of Money Mark's kind of solo stuff sounding like it's in there. Or that last Beastie Boys non-stop disco power pack LP. But just amazing, and also that kind of squelchy sax and that wonderful percussion that are not a million miles away from Bowie's last album.
It's all in there, isn't it?
All in there. It sounds fascinating stuff. I'm always intrigued as to how these bands kind of get together, even if they're a kind of like bit of a, you know, traveling Wilburys type of thing where they will do something else and come together occasionally. But that's really amazing.
Well, for these guys, it was basically back in the 90s. It's a long time ago that they all met, and I think it was two bands traveling in the States, and they kind of met up and talked about it and always planned to do something. You know, fast forward, like, you know, nearly 20 years later, they've done it. So
finally pulled their fingers out.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. So that is an LP coming out. It's just called Halo Orbit, the LP, is it?
Yeah.
It
says so here. Good question.
It says Halo Orbit's eponymous new album is out on Alpha Pup Records.
Yeah.
From it, we heard Brothers and Sisters. All right, Nick, thank you for that. God, it's great stuff. How on earth are we going to follow those two, but with another great titled artist, at least? Talk us through Pillow Person.
Pillow Person, yeah. So she's involved with Hot Chips. She drums for them and also Bat for Lashes, I think. But she's going solo. I think she's probably going to stay in those bands. Obviously, she has to pay the bills. But maybe this will help her pay more.
Some good touring to be done with those guys.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a follow-up to Go Ahead. She's known as Sarah Jones to her family, I guess. Pillow Person is a great name because apparently that came from a member of Hot Chip who was talking about how he has this pillow person that he puts in his bed when he gets back on tour so he can walk into the bedroom. There's a pillow there waiting for him. So
it's like if you were to leave your bed, but if you were to jump out when you were a kid and you kind of went out for a midnight feast, but you wanted your parents to think that you were still in bed, you made a person out of pillows.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
Okay, I like this.
It's a good name, isn't it?
While we are playing Nick's pick from Pillow Person, it's called On Your Way, by the way. We shall discuss further what a pillow person might be, but without you listening to us. Okay, the charming sound of On Your Way, new, from someone new, Pillow Person, a.k.a. Sarah Jones, a.k.a. Pals with Hot Chip and Bat for Lashes. A lot to like in there. Something, it's a bit of a whiff of something that's meant to be played at 33 and a third being played at 45, let's face it. But I kind of love that, and those kind of like chipmunk kind of like sound effects and all the rest of it.
There's
really
a lot of good chipmunk
stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of chipmunks on records at the moment.
There are there's a lot of chipmunks. Yeah. It's great stuff. And what about this? How did Pillow Person darken your musical door, Nick? How did you come across her?
This, I have to confess, was sent to me. You know, I'd like to pretend I was out there just kind of searching, but this one just came through the inbox, and you know, I do get these occasional gems, right?
It's always
one
nice
of the pleasures of the job, right?
And people would love to know how often or how much of a record you have to listen to before you know what it's great, or whether, you know what I mean, I wonder how many listens it takes, because, you know, when one reviews a record, you want to give it kind of 5 or 10 spins to decide if it's going to go in the magazine or on the radio or all the rest of it. And you get sent a kind of load of stuff. How you can presumably go like 10 seconds into something, sometimes just go, it's not for me.
Quite often.
How often is the sort of the Luscombe acid test?
Yeah, I'd say 5 to 10 seconds for a single. Obviously, an album you need to spend a lot more time with. But I think the key is not reading the press release, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Just jump into the music.
Just jump into it and go, okay, who is this? Oh, it turns out that they're from Chile, Hungary, London, and via Tooting Broadway.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like a very exotic railway station.
Yeah, got it.
It's great stuff. That was Pillow Person. We heard On Your Way. Before that, we listened to Halo Orbit. Halo Orbit's eponymous LP is out now on Alpha Pup Records, and we kicked off with Hejira, that wonderful thing. that sounded like Ethiopian jazz. We heard I Don't Belong to Anyone. They're playing the Royal Albert Hall next week, Nick. We shall see you there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Nice one. It's a hot date. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you very much to Nick Luscombe. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV review with Alice Vincent. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.